I'd rather just have my hole be digged out at a gravesite than tell Auntie Tundra her cookie.
Yeah, I look, love her. Look, don't even tell her about this episode.
I want you to know that Aunt Sandra probably would find this episode and be like,
nah.
What is this child talking about? And you're showing your face too, Dylan.
Oh.
So you know it's Gigi's brother. Yes. You know it's Gigi's brother. And she finds, she's on TikTok too, bro.
Dog. She look,
it's Gigi.
You know what? Let me speak my piece before I get killed. Okay. She can. No, I'm standing on business.
Bro, hold she's on. Gonna call your mom, and then your mom's gonna hit you full, bro. And I'm not saying nothing to you.
You know what? You know what? I'm happy about this episode. It wasn't released till Wednesday. I got some time to breathe. Anyway.
Breathe my eyes.
Anyway.
Next question before we start.
Hold talking. On. Huh, chicken be soggy, wet, and got no salt on it. How, Sway? Let me tell you a story.
Right. For a list of reasons. Right, you're forgetting, like the
I know the huge... Okay, reasons. All right, let me tell you. Back in the good old days, right, when I was going to school, when I had to wear yellow and, what was it, blue khakis? Back in the day, right? I was like 7, 8 years old. Oh, we had cultural day. Someone brought in empanadas. Someone brought in, I don't even know what they are. But some people
so we cultural appropriating.
Yeah, it was a cultural day. So I asked around my family, hey, can someone make me something for cultural days? Blah, blah, blah. My mom said no, because I don't know why. So I asked Auntie Sandra. Auntie Sandra was like, hey, guess what? I'll make you some chicken. Bring it into school. Dog, I bring it into school. Let me tell you something. Chicken was trash. I ain't gonna lie. Them kids were being nice. Cause I know them kids didn't like it. Cause I didn't like it. So, for a fact, she cannot season chicken. I'm not gonna. She could have asked for the seasoning.
Again.
Dylan, I'm not gonna lie to you, Dylan. What? I'm gonna shake your hand. I'm just gonna walk away from this conversation.
All right, my fault.
I'm just gonna shake your hand. Be like, good day, good sir. Right. And just walk away. Like, I can't be a part of that.
The major reason why.
Yeah, we know. I know why, DJ, and it's a very...
I can't be a part of this debauchery right now. I just can't.
All right, my fault. Make sure no one tells her about this episode, please. TJ,
make
please.
Sure nobody tells her about this podcast. Period.
Anyway. All right, next question of the day. Hold on, let me pull it up on my phone.
Please, next question before I just sit here and lose my sanity.
Oh, next question of the day. Who is the best dancer out of you four?
Nobody in this group, in this Discord call can dance.
I'm showing my face. For sure, me. Two-step, me.
You can take it.
Yeah, I'm going to take it.
Yeah,
none of these people can dance. Alright. Well, that also goes into the next question. Who is the best singer in the family? Who, if you know, had to do karaoke?
Nobody in our family sings at all. Everybody in our family is a bunch of athletic Negroes.
I mean... Look, I would say myself.
Family members are tall as hell.
Yeah, but I would say myself.
You got Sharia, tall.
True.
Boom. Basketball player, tall.
True.
Uncle Ray, tall. True. Rayvon, tall.
True.
Who sings, bro? Besides Tao, who sings?
I guess I meant in a karaoke way. Like, if you would have put him on the mic for karaoke, who would you want
Nisha
on karaoke first?
Nisha Okoli.
TJ?
And I'm sitting there really being honest with you, yeah. Nisha Okoli.
I'll say Coley. Coley's got some pipes.
What about me? I sing good.
I agree with that statement about Coley. Or Nisha.
Wait, what about me? What about...
I've never heard it.
You sound like a dying dog.
Hold on. Let me throw down a lyric. Just to vibe out to.
All right.
Cause love.
Please stop. Please stop. Please stop. Please stop. Please stop.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Lord Jesus Christ.
Why is it so like?
Because I'm ready to just.
Because if I can't use my high pitched voice, I would break everything.
Julian, don't use it at all. Just stop.
I don't think my mic would register me doing it.
No. It would.
Anyway, this is not a question, more like a request. It says spit your best bar.
Nope.
Nobody here can rap.
That can sit here and rhyme.
I could rhyme real well. Get a flow. Rhyme a little bit.
Give it a go. All the peoples are hoes. It never messes with the flow. You know. How low can you go to the flow?
And he starts singing. I'm about to say he starts singing the best song. Just how low can you go? How low can you go? I'm like, okay.
To the flow? Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, since I know how to rhyme, I could probably spit a bar. Since I want to fulfill the request, I could spit a bar.
No.
No. See how long it takes.
Because guess what? They not talking about. Hold on. They not talking about us, but we put on something. It must be a must. Oh.
I'm ready to go to jail.
I messed up. Hold on. They not really talking about us. Put on some J's. I'm not picking up does. Picking up does.
That's exactly why I'm not.
I have no rust beyond the court, and I might get some.
Exactly. Dag. Exactly. You ruined yourself.
Dag. I couldn't think of anything on court with that's the rust.
Some crust.
Nah, that's crazy.
Crust. You know I eat pizza, but I don't eat the crust.
Can we stop? Can we stop and go to the next question before I cringe?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, of course.
I'm sorry.
Please.
Next question.
By the way, how many questions we got?
Just three more, and then we're gonna finish the movie tier list, and then that's it.
If you could find four more, that would be splendid.
Yeah, we're just doing four more. All right, the next one is, if you had to make a song with all four of us, who would be the first one? Who are you letting make the beat? And who's the first one on the track?
Out of all four of us. TJ can make the beat, right? TJ can make the beat.
Yeah.
The first person would be on the track. Dylan.
Yeah, for sure.
So we can get the cringe out the way.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, go eat your pizza crust, buddy.
I'm being so mad.
Crazy work, TJ. Crazy work.
Well, there ain't no lies.
Oh my god.
Okay, alright, I'm sorry.
We're going to hell today. Hell is hot.
Alright, the next question is, who between the four of y'all has the best fashion? For me personally, I know it's not me, because all I do is wear sweatsuits, and I just wear comfortable stuff, so I don't really try to show out.
If we're really debating on it, it will be either between me and DJ.
No, I can agree with that.
I've been trying recently.
Yeah, TJ has
been. TJ, I need to understand. You barely wear half the sneakers that were given to you by Joy.
I wear one pair of shoes.
You wear one pair and don't wear them for the next 5 years.
But if the rankings would be, I guess, Michael and DJ at the top, then me, then TJ. Because I could show out if I want to. I choose not to. I like to wear comfortable
clothes. That's what I'm saying. If it's sneaker-wise, okay, maybe.
I take over DJ. because I have tons of sneakers, and most of them are Jordan.
Not sneakers wise. Say you want to go to like an event, right? And they say dress.
Oh yeah, then DJ got it.
Dress casual, like business casual, but you know you gonna get your expensive sneakers. Oh, yeah, you gonna get DJ, your pants. You know.
Oh yeah, DJ has that over me.
You wearing your best outfit.
If it's like casual, like going outside, then I'll take it. But it's just neck and neck between me and DJ.
You know, I just don't show out because I don't want to, to be real. Anyway,
all right, next question
is, since they have, this person has faith, they said, if y'all ever get big, who would be your first celebrity guest?
If one of us ever get big?
No. If the podcast gets big, who would be the first celebrity guest?
I mean, let's start off small, right? Like a YouTuber that we all liked at one point. Who would that be?
I mean,
we all have to agree on it.
I mean, to be fair, it would have to be Logan Paul.
Or no, please, no. No, you're sickening. We all have to agree on it. We all have to agree on it. Logan Paul, you're sick.
I mean, everyone knew him. We've all watched at least one of his videos. Come on.
Yeah, the forest one.
Oh. That's crazy.
Dang it, TJ. Never mind.
All right, let's pick an actual celebrity instead of joking this time, please.
Dang, man.
That we all have to agree on. Like, damn, this is supposed to be like a collaborative thing. And not just one person wants the other person.
But,
I mean, we can all just pick a person.
Okay. So I guess so, like, if we were ever get big and everyone was to pick one person for each episode of the podcast, who would it be? I guess that's a better question. Let me just fix the question that they asked. So my first celebrity guest would be,
you gotta be serious this time. No fucking
honestly answer. It would be Jim Parsons, only because I want to thank him for Muppet of a Man. That or the other guy. I have no one I really want to interview, to be real with you. Unless it's like an athlete, I'm good.
What would be the athlete you want to be on here?
John Cena.
Bro, yeah, we need John Cena in here to understand why he's retiring, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still like a little bit mad on the fact that this man said, I'm retiring. This is the last time that I say the time is now. Like, what, bro? No, bro.
Yes. Michael, what about you?
DJ, you want to go? Oh, I was going to say mine later.
Oh, then DJ?
Oh,
I agree with that sentiment.
Yeah, that's hard to choose, to pick a celebrity. You know what? Just for the heck of it, I came with just for the heck of it. I was gonna, you know, just for the heck of it, Jack Black.
Bro, we gotta ask him what made him did peaches.
Yeah, that, you know what? That'd be a fun episode. I ain't gonna lie, little Jack Black.
All right, TJ, what you got over there?
Let's bring like, who's funny? I don't know. Let's bring like Michael B. Jordan or something.
Bro, we want the handsomest nigga on here, bro.
Bro, I'm not supporting light skins. Push off.
He's not light skin.
He's a dark skin with a light skin mentality, bro.
Dog.
Light skin mentality.
Yeah, that's why.
Anyway. What about you, Michael? You said you were saving yours.
In all honesty, I will. My favorite YouTuber, the Chiseled Adonis. And the second one I would choose is, I would say Ella May.
Who?
Yeah, I know my
Ella name. Ella May is an artist.
That would have to be a single podcast.
It's a single artist. It's a singing artist. Y'all don't know who Ella May is? She's dating Jason Tatum.
Oh my God. We care so much. Our bills is high.
Dylan, stop being sarcastic. All right. Sarcastic, and go to the next question, please.
Yeah. If you would have just said We were just an artist. We was fine with it. Yeah, but then you mentioned who you dated. I can care less. Congrats.
If
the family were to ever make a movie, now it's the whole family.
Oh, God.
Who would you star in the lead? Oh, God. And then who would be the director?
Oh, Lord.
I feel like, for me at least, any backstage director, producer, that'd be our aunties, because they like to boss us around. So they would just scream literally all the time. The lead is where you get the problem, because no one really has acted in, like, school plays that I know about.
Besides Taya. Oh, I got it. Taya
would be the lead.
Yeah, Taya would be the lead.
Taya would be the lead.
All right, let's go to the last two questions.
But who would be the villain? That boy TJ.
The villain? No, TJ would not be a villain. The last thing I want on my mind is TJ to be a villain. Nah, why'd he laugh like that?
I thought he was seriously laughing, and then it got eviler, and I was like, okay. Yeah, right.
TJ being a villain is a plot twist. But the actual... Listen, TJ be a villain is a plot twist. The actual villain will probably be me or DJ. Either or. Mm-hmm. Somebody has to laugh at the Joker game.
No.
I could see me being a plot twist villain for sure.
DJ will be a great plot twist villain.
But a villain before the plot twist villain would honestly probably
have to be Nisha Okoli.
Yeah, because if you make Taya the lead, you're not going to put her up against... you're not going to put her up against Jerome, because that would just be funny.
No, TJ... I'm going to be honest. TJ would be like Death Note. TJ would be like Death Note.
No, I'd rather be like Tokyo Ghoul. He'd be kind of...
You would need a methodic... You would be like a methodic villain.
I need him to be Kaneki from Tokyo Ghoul.
Like, there's no way TJ's going to be like, I'm going to shoot this guy in the head and show my face. Like, no, TJ. I'm sorry.
TJ ain't going to do that.
TJ's going to be like, well, this is how I'm going to calculate this and this. I need to get away with it.
TJ already 5 sets ahead for the problem.
I know I didn't have to ask. I didn't want to ask the whole question because it also asks, would y'all do a musical? Would the family be agreeing to doing a musical? That's a no, at least for all of us, because not all of us can sing.
Who said a musical? Brother, no.
Unless Lin-Manuel is doing it, then sure.
I mean, Tay is the lead, so she could get away with it, because she knows how to sing a little bit. But everyone else... Again,
if we're not having a Hamilton-type production, I ain't doing it.
Who's writing it, though?
Our aunties, because they can't be in the movie, because I think they would...
Well, absolutely not.
Why can they not be
in the movie? Why we can't do,
I think they would like to bully us during, like...
Listen, why we can't
do Tyler Perry. You know what you do?
Alexander Hamilton type shit? Alexander Hamilton!
Yeah, but I guess the question wanted to form it like a High School Musical, a Camp Rock sort of thing.
Okay, Lin-Manuel and Tyler Perry.
I don't even want to be a part of it, to be honest with you. Nah, man.
All right. Next, second to last question, because we're almost done with it. Ooh, who is the strongest out of the four? Honestly, would have to give that title to Michael. He the biggest. Everybody agree?
I'm not touching that. I'm not touching that. You said what you said.
Not me.
Definitely not TJ.
Nah, not TJ. You probably the weakest.
No. That's crazy.
I'm sorry.
It's probably true. Yeah.
No. It has to be DJ. DJ's the skinniest.
Nah. How does that make him stronger?
I didn't say stronger.
You said weak.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it would go Michael, then me, because I've been in the gym. Ugh.
That's wild.
And then it would be DJ, and TJ would be last. But Michael, I mean, if we ever do an IRL video, I mean, you would see Michael and be like, oh, that brother could lift some things.
I could lift depression, anxiety. Yeah. Anything above 50 pounds, I could lift it.
And I don't lift? That's crazy.
DJ.
You don't lift.
Don't you know your body's like a pencil. You don't even absorb fat.
It's a steel beam. That's what I am. I am a steel beam. My bones don't break when I'm picking up stuff.
Yeah. All right. This is the last question. It is the most controversial because we have to pick between our aunts and our mothers. If you had to throw, because they've heard that they had eight children, eight siblings. If you had to throw all eight in a ring,
it was nine.
We said eight. We're not gonna count, obviously, Tony. But eight.
Yeah.
If you had to throw all eight in the ring, who would come out on top? I wanted to ask the question to the panel.
Listen. There's already beef in the family.
Michael.
If you're really being realistic, right?
They would start out there.
Auntie Sandra's coming out on top, knowing what Auntie Sandra could do.
I feel like everyone would go towards Jerome because he's like the tallest.
But he's the younger child. Who wants to mess with the baby of the family?
And then Ray would sit on everybody. So Ray may win, actually. Oh, shout out to Ray. No.
You have fun with that. You have fun with that.
TJ, DJ, you want to touch the topic or?
Nope. You better have another question.
All right, we gotta go to the last question if there's a last question.
I mean, that was the last question, but I mean, since we all didn't touch it because it was a controversial question, I know we didn't really want to get involved. But last question would be, who is most likely to, out of everyone in at least the cousins, right, who is most likely to make an invention, like do something new? And I'm like, no one's smart.
Most of us are smart.
Yeah, but not invention smart. Like maybe TJ can create a convention because he's the boredest. That's how inventions start. You have to be bored first.
For real.
I mean, that's the only one I could give you is TJ.
I was gonna say the two people that TJ and Roxy are like the two people I could think of.
Yeah, when we're together.
Next.
Oh, look at TJ sharing the spotlight.
That's true though, because Roxy got the artistic side, and TJ got the computer side. They both got the computer side.
Big facts. All right. So let's just finish this. Let's just finish this, and then we'll end the podcast. So ignore these first four. We're jumping straight to Angry Birds. Can I put it?
Yo, D4s need to be lower. Oh, God.
Yo, come on, please. Please. We got to start this again.
I swear right now.
Please.
I'm telling you right now. Please. If we say, and I quote, if we put Angry Birds, Pee-wee and Mr. Sherman, we put Boss Baby, if we put the Peanut Movie, Finding Nemo, Dory, Rio, The Secret Life of Pets, if we put any of them...
Oh, wait, Secret Life of Pets. Hold on.
Oh,
sorry, let me add that real quick. I did forget about that one. That was Utopia.
Thing 1 and 2, all in the tier list of D, any of these movies with D, and G-Force is somehow still D-level. This is upsetting.
He has a generational hatred for G-Force. I have no... What?
It's not a generational hatred.
The G-Force hurts you.
The crap. Who has watched it in the past 12 years?
I mean, I have, but that's because I worked.
I have.
I've worked with kids.
What was the end of the... Tell me what was the end.
Mo-Man dies. I don't know the most actual...
Who?
Mo-Man.
No, the nigga got locked up. He got locked up. He got caught for what he wasn't supposed to do.
Yeah, right. He was the twist villain. Anyway, all right. Let's just drop.
Was the twist villain?
Yeah, the mole guy. Because they thought he died in the cage or he got thrown into a garbage truck. But then he worked with the evil corporation to tear down someone's home. It was very cute, DJ.
And this is D-level.
Can we DJ, stop, please. All right,
anyway. Angry Birds.
Please, you about to give me an aneurysm.
Anyway, Angry Birds might have to be in D. Look.
I'm a dropkick G-Force.
Please, DJ, this is generational hate.
The generational hate. Anyway, Angry Birds. This
is generational hate. Angry Birds was a good movie.
One and two?
Yes, one and two. I'll put it at C. All
right. Anybody else?
Movie. I'll put it at C.
TJ?
I don't even remember watching any either of those. So... Michael? I would also probably put it
in. I'll do it for DJ's sake before he starts breaking a gasket in his head. Right.
Can Planes go into trash? Who has actually remembered Planes?
I've never watched it.
I have.
Yeah, it goes in D. One time. Please.
Yeah, just put it
just there. Just for DJ's mental health, please.
Oh, no one's put it in. Who hasn't seen Planes?
I haven't seen Planes.
I haven't seen it.
TJ?
I watched it.
So where would you put it? Because I have seen it too.
I don't remember anything about it. Right, so probably D.
Yeah. You know what? We don't talk about it. Because, I mean... All right. Now, yeah. Trolls is a B tier.
No, Trolls is definitely a B tier.
Trolls could be A, but I haven't seen the third one. So I'm...
It's the third one. Good.
And the third one... I heard the third one is good.
A good little... You know what? Behind Alvin and Chipmunk. That's what's up.
Ooh.
All right. All right. Jimmy Neutron.
DJ, okay, let it go.
Storks. I said Jimmy Neutron.
Storks.
I said Jimmy Neutron.
Storks.
What? Is it Storks? You talking about the shit that? where the baby?
Yeah, baby letters.
Baby?
Babies come from.
Yeah, and they deliver the babies and, you know.
That's a good C.
It was a good movie. I'm going to put a C.
Yeah. I still can't believe Ice Age is on D. This is crazy.
Anyway, Peabody and Sherman is at A. Come on now.
Yeah, that is. I'll give it an A.
I give it an A.
And I have to watch this movie then.
I might have to. I was gonna put it goated, but not many people remember it. But it's a great
movie. I remember.
Remember watching that movie like at school, like they would play, you know, like in the auditorium, like during
a rainy day.
Like, yeah, or something like that. They just put it on.
Alright, so we're gonna say just Boss Baby 1 because I haven't seen Boss Baby 2. I have to get on that, but I haven't seen Boss Baby 2. So
I haven't seen Boss Baby 2 either, and it was on Nickelodeon.
Really?
Yeah, it was on Nickelodeon.
I thought that was rated M. Was that not rated M, Boss Baby?
Rated M, Boss Baby?
Can I put Boss Baby in?
DJ, it's the kids show.
I will drop kick you.
Oh, it's PG.
Oh my god.
Boss Baby, Dylan, Boss Baby is a good movie.
Yeah, but I can't put it over Ice Age. Something's not letting me put it over Ice Age.
So why is Ice Age on D?
Generational hate.
Right. Ice Age 1 was great.
Yes.
Ice Age 2 was great.
Ice Age 3
was
great. You know what? We have to finish this. Finish it, and then DJ, we will let you speak your piece. Epic. I know no one remembers this.
Nobody remembers Epic. Nope. Nobody watched it.
This is trash.
I'll put it down. I remember F. I just had to put it there just because.
Nemo is A.
Peanuts?
What Peanuts movie?
Peanuts movie wasn't that big. A solid B.
Yeah. Good B. All right. Now Nemo and Dory. Finding Nemo and Dory. Come on.
Okay.
So Finding Nemo was tier like to put it in A. Finding Nemo was A.
But Finding Dory brings it down
to like B.
Excuse me?
I actually like that. I would have put a C because Finding Dory does not hold rewatch value at all.
That's at least high B.
Oh, high B. All right.
High B. So we're going to put it in front of Megamind.
Absolutely not. You're sick.
That's crazy. Fish are friends, not.
You know what? Then Turbo could go back because Turbo's not better than these movies.
Sure.
And then Nemo and Dory. Sure. That's the, and then Cloudy the Chance of Meatballs. I don't know why that's ahead of Megamind. Could go there.
Because y'all people don't know good taste of movies.
All right. So Rio might be goated, honestly. The first
Rio's goated. I'm not going to lie. Rio's goated.
You could rewatch Rio 1 too. I might rewatch Rio 1.
I could rewatch the second one, but who really wants to do that?
Yes, that's fair.
See, right. Now Box Trolls is deep.
Wait, so what is that?
Why is Back of the Barnyard movie on D?
Back of the Barnyard movie on D is insane. Yeah, not gonna lie.
I put it in front of because y'all said y'all couldn't put it in front of Bolt or the Beast.
Nah.
Who didn't put Back of the Barnyard movie in front of Bolt?
Yo, put that shit in front of Bolt, please. Before you start having an angry.
All right. I'm not gonna lie. I'm the one who said I couldn't put it in front of Bolt. I think Bolt's better.
What last time you watch Bolt?
Who wants to sit there and watch a dog bark, bro?
Tell me, what the last time you watch Bolt?
Bro, right, this nigga thought he had powers, gang.
So, Box Trolls is D. Fine.
This is the same person that said G-Force is a good movie. That's crazy.
Sing. Who's actually seen Sing 1? Because Sing 2 is kind of different. Sing 1, it was...
Sing 1 is good!
Sing 1 belongs to A. I'm not going to lie to you. Man. Sing 1 is A. Sing 1 is A.
Yo,
that shit is better than Cars, though. That shit is better than Cars.
Bugging!
Zootopia's S.
Zootopia's
S. Zootopia's S. Yeah.
Is it goated for real?
It's goated.
Do we think Zootopia is goated?
Zootopia is goated. Zootopia is goated.
Yeah.
Zootopia goated.
When's the last time y'all seen Zootopia?
Don't you understand? I seen Zootopia like 2 weeks ago.
I've seen it way sooner than I seen Gene Ford. You better put it on go. That movie came out 2016. I've seen it way more times than I've seen before.
I had to. You saying Zootopia over Up is crazy. That's a crazy statement.
Definitely over Up.
No. That's a crazy
definitely over Up.
But apparently Back in the Barnyard can't be over a dang bald. A dog barking.
Fine. Would we put it over the B movie?
Yes.
Would we Boy and Lava Girl?
Yes.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Yes.
Black Karate Kid?
Yes.
Boss Baby?
Yes. No.
There you go. I wouldn't ever put it over Boss Baby. I think Boss Baby is a better movie.
Okay.
Plus, I've seen Boss Baby.
I want you to understand that, who wants to listen to a nigga be like, do you like jazz? Do you like jazz?
You like jazz?
All right.
What is the next crap?
Tangled
is goated. You know, I can't say nothing because my girlfriend likes Tangled. But yeah, DJ, Zootopia is not good.
Zootopia? I'm sorry. Tangled is a... Oh.
If that's the case, you gotta put the second one at A. The second one, it fell off hard.
What second one? Oh, Frozen? Oh, for sure.
Yeah, second I was never one gonna Frozen. Put...
Oh, it's no. A. No.
It's A.
No.
Second one of Frozen fell off.
Second one of Frozen falls off because the second one actually tried to be a good movie. Instead of making you sing songs that's gonna be stuck in your head for a whole year. So, goated.
Yeah, you're sick.
I like the second Frozen.
Yeah,
I would put it in Goat, though. The first movie I'm not rewatching. It's just too.
What about the Despicable Me? I'm having a bad day. It's about.
Oh no, we did Despicable Me. My way. We did Despicable Me. We put it B tier. We put it above Alvin and the Chipmunks. We didn't put it A.
Oh, because I've seen it twice.
Yeah. Despicable Me.
Then it's Despicable Me too. Because I know there's a second movie.
Yeah, there's four.
Yeah. Well, Despicable Me, this would be two and three. Six. Then we did 2 and 3.
I mean, I gotta do 2 and 3.
All right, my fault. What about Secret Life of Pets? Let's just finish Secret Life.
Secret Life of Pets would be.
It's a fucking solid. It's a solid C.
Solid C.
You know what it is? It's like a mid C. It could be like a mid C to like a low B.
It's better than fucking Surf's Up. I'm all not right. gonna lie to you. It's better than that.
How does Surf's Up get that high?
Surf's Up should be trash.
Nah, Surf's Up should be in garbage. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah, you know what? Let me move.
Surf's Up should be in trash.
The first one is good, but
first one is good. Like the second one is 13 trash.
13 other ones.
You know what?
The second one is trash.
You know what?
Because Shia LaBeouf is not in there anymore, bro.
Let me fix this. No, list.
Keep Happy Feet, gang.
Happy Feet is D.
Happy Feet should be D.
Come on, behind these movies for sure.
I kind of can vibe with Happy Feet, but okay.
Monsters vs. Aliens, Flushed Away. Y'all defended Flushed Away. New
Charlie. What's new? What's he got?
Crowd. And then Let It Shine, Lemonade Mouth is over Angry Birds and Storks. Cool.
It's more than the crush, but
I and then Secret Life of Pets is a good like mid C. I'll put it over Monsters vs. Aliens by far.
Don't run away. Don't run away from the truth.
You know what? I know we're going to say this is Despicable Me, but we did the Despicable Me franchise for B. Let's say this is the Minions movie, so I don't have to get a picture for Minions. Let's say this is Minions.
The Minions is part of the Despicable Me franchise.
Yeah, but that's like
but a separate movie.
It's a separate movie.
No, it ain't.
Is it Minions 1, 2?
It's a whole prequel. I'll give
well,
you that
it's a whole crap. Prequel. Yeah, no, nah, it's a whole prequel.
So where would you put Minions, DJ? Cause I'll just count this for Minions.
Where it belongs, B. I want to put it in garbage, but I'm going to leave it at B.
I mean, it's a good movie. It's a good movie.
Dude, it can't be garbage. It can't all be right. that bad.
Yes, it can. I'm sick and tired of them dang Minions.
All right, so.
I mean, none of them niggas
go down English, the. Let me go down
I,
the list.
I don't feel bad.
So we could end it out. Ratatouille for goated. Mm-hmm. Meet the Robinsons, goated. How to Train a Dragon, goated.
Well, shouldn't you just say, do you think that there's anything we need to change? Because we can kind of see. You don't have to name all
of them. Do you think we need to change anything besides your G-Force?
I say it should be higher, I think. Should at least be like a low C.
Anybody else?
Which one? Which movie?
Ice Age.
Yeah, it could go to low C.
Yeah. I just can't have Ice Age in the same group as G-Force. I'm sorry.
What am I looking at?
This is
so Aliens is, in the Attic. I have a problem with it because I actually rewatched it recently.
You rewatched the worst movies.
I was
can I say that?
It's trash.
Like, you rewatched G-Force, you rewatched Bolt, and you rewatched Aliens in the Attic. That'll make no sense.
Yeah, Aliens in the Attic.
It makes a lot of sense.
You know, for the sake of G-Force being in D, Aliens in the Attic has to be in D. For the sake of it.
Then please put Boss Baby higher.
Boss Baby should be in C. I'm not gonna lie.
Nah,
it belongs to C. You gotta make it higher.
I feel like D is like mediocre. To trash.
Mediocre to
and
trash.
Boss Baby is mediocre to trash. Nothing no, about the movie is good.
Dylan, I want you to know. Uh-huh. Don't expect me to come for the next episode.
Next episode's game.
Don't expect me to show up the next episode.
For what?
Because, sir, brother, put it in C.
All right, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I got bullied. Anyway. trash. Is there anything I can take out of trash? Diary of the Wimpy Kid
franchise. No, everything belongs.
Camp Rock. And
garbage.
Fairly Odd
everything
Parents
in
movies.
There belongs in garbage. Everything in there belongs in garbage.
What about Sharkboy and Lava Girl?
It Shark Boy, Lava, you can't rewatch where it. They at.
But for the sake of
Shark
it
Boy
being
and Lava Girl stay
the
where
goat
they
of
at.
Our childhood.
Sharkboy and Lava Girl stay where they at.
Fine. All right, so no changes?
Nope.
No changes, no changes.
Nope.
No changes, no changes, no changes. And that is the movie tier list. Again, no, if you have a problem with
GeForce, I don't want DJ to start screaming. Please stop.
If you have a problem with GeForce, take it up with my brother. Because, look, I actually, like, I it's an okay movie to me.
Listen, GeForce is great.
All right. Hold on. I got to become Batman for a minute.
That's crazy. It is a Walmart version of
Wonder Pet. Please stop.
It is a Dollar Tree version. It is like Wonder Pets.
Oh my god.
Like a nice good mansion.
Please kill me.
And then you have a porta potty.
DJ.
Yes.
He has asked to end the podcast. So we
he doesn't want to stop.
Okay.
I know. You hate GeForce.
I understand your frustration with GeForce, but you gotta stop.
It's not frustrating. It's just the tier list. GeForce should not have been that.
Alright, hold on. Hold on. No. I got the intro. I got the ended. This has been the Unathletics dedicated by the Dag, I can't think of one. Hold on.
Dedicated by the most unathletic niggas in this call.
I got it. This has been the Unathletics dedicated by the four wombats.
What are we, Pokemon CU?
No, the three wombats. You know that line from the movie? I forgot what movie it was.
So you G-force. Don't even know. Shut the fuck up, please. DJ, stop. Shut
he
up.
Won't stop. He won't stop.
Stop. I understand. God damn. Matter of fact, this has been the Unathletics with the four Snorlaxes. Like I just go ahead, Dylan.
All right. Thank you for coming. We've answered y'all questions. Of course, we'll leave in other questions and it'll be answered.
We might do part two Q&As. Just leave more questions.
Yeah, leave more questions. Of course, especially if you want to get to know us better. We have a lot of experiences with each other and a lot of.
It could be specific to either Dylan, DJ, TJ, or myself, Michael. Yes,
to make sure if she ever does clock in because someone wanted to tell and someone wanted to talk. I love you, Auntie Sandra. You just can't cook no chicken for me, for sure.
For sure you're right on.
For sure you're right on.
I don't want to die behind you.
You agreed with me. Appreciate you. I'm not alone.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Incriminated.
That's crazy.
TJ also agrees.
You asked me for a death wish.
And
yo, please end it. Please.
Please end it.
This has been Unathletics, please.
TJ did not say no. So look, I got three people on my side.
I want to die. Please,
we'll see you in the future.
Now.
See ya.